My guest at this time is Michigan Republican State Senator Tom Casperson. He represents the Great Lakes State's 38th Senate District. He joins me today to discuss his plans to bring forth legislation requiring bathroom use in Michigan public schools K through 12 to be assigned based on the sex listed on the student's birth certificate, and how the State Board of Education in Michigan is actually the entity forcing this issue. And Senator, thank you very much for being with us.
It's good to be with you, Greg.
So how does the State Board of Education force this issue? What are they doing?
Well, they're setting policy is what they're doing, and they've, in my opinion, they've opened the policy wide open in where you can go with all of this. On the bathroom side of it, you mentioned that in your opening remarks. What we're actually doing is we're suggesting through the legislation that they make accommodations for kids that would be struggling with their gender identity, and that they not be forced to, if it's a, let's say it's a young boy, that believes really that they, you know, they really are a young girl, that they're not forced to go into either one of them, but that at the end of the day they have an option to go somewhere and probably more like a private situation, a singular bathroom, in those type of settings. Where the concern is coming in is where we're just, it seems like the Board of Education is just suggesting it's absolutely no big deal to just send the what would be a little boy into a girl's bathroom, because they've identified themselves through their gender as a girl.
Now, does the state board actually have the power to affect this on its own and you have to pass legislation to stop it, or does somebody else have to implement this?
No, the Board of Education can implement it through their policy, and what they're doing is setting parameters for the school boards locally to implement. So as long as the policy's in place and there's no opposition to it, then the school board can go as far as the policy allows them to go. And that's where a little bit of the controversy is. It's, I'm certainly not arguing that children, young people have struggled with their identity, and that some truly have a struggle that really want to change. And I think we need to be accepting of that. And I certainly think we need to be respectful and encourage these kids and help them. But it's the policies that they've allowed or will allow that I think have gone too far.
Why did you decide to take the lead on this issue?
Well, when we found out about it, it was almost down to the end as far as time for public comment. What I mean by that is they had set this policy and put it in motion back in February, and they then in February said they would take public comment until April 11th. And we were getting very close to April 11th, and so that's why we jumped on it. It was more so to get the public aware of the policy, and then so that they had some honest input on it, and so that's why we did what we did. And when we announced that we were going to have legislation drafted pertaining to it, then the media picked up on it immediately, and then now the parents have picked up on it immediately, and so now the parents are weighing in, and they've actually moved the deadline back to May 11th.
What are you hearing from parents on this?
I'm hearing overwhelmingly a problem with the breadth and the scope of the policy. I'm not hearing anybody disagreeing that we need to be sensitive and certainly work with these young children that might be dealing with this scenario, but and I agree with that wholeheartedly. It's the policy that reaches very broad. I mean, you mentioned the bathroom scenario. It's really the bathroom's one component, but they've gone so far as to say that they're going to allow the kids to blend together even in a locker room setting. So you're going to put, you know, in this case, you would put a young boy in with the young girls, and as if somehow that's acceptable, and we think that should be discussed further. And they also have a policy that they put in place that would allow for the school to let the child recommend they want to change their gender and they want to change their name, but they don't want their parents involved. And this policy says that the school then must not let the parents know of what's going on, and that for parent-teacher conferences, the teachers would have to change back and identify the child as their biological name to their biological name for the parent-teacher conference, but then go back and let the child be identified with the other gender. As far as I'm concerned, I'm a parent of four. That is unacceptable. The parents, to exclude the parents and almost be deceptive to the parents what's going on when their child is going to school like that, that's out of bounds. But we also put a provision in that says if there's abuse at home or suspected abuse at home, then the schools can intervene with the court systems, and the courts then can determine that and protect the child. But if there's none of that known, or none of that is identified as anything wrong at home, the parents have to be proactive with the child to make the request. The request can still be made. The child can change the identity, but it needs to be done with the parents.
We're talking with Michigan State Senator Tom Casperson. And Senator, as I'm sure you're well aware, when this issue has come up and legislation has come up in other states, most recently North Carolina, there's been a pretty big backlash from businesses and other groups threatening to either not expand or leave the state. They consider such legislation bigotry. How prepared are you for the criticism that could come at you for this? And are you at all concerned about the economy?
Yeah, the difference, though, with our legislation is I'm not reaching as far as what they are. I'm simply dealing with K-12 education in the state of Michigan. And when it comes to the private sector and businesses and business community, if they want to set policies for inside of their restrooms and their facilities and their businesses, I'm not dealing with that. This legislation doesn't deal with that at all. It simply focuses on K-12 education.
Republicans control both chambers of the legislature. Do you expect this to get widespread support on both sides of Capitol Hill there?
I'm hoping it has widespread, including on the other side of the aisle, when you look into what we're proposing, because I've heard comments, and certainly on the Facebook posts and stuff, where there's been accusations made towards myself and what the bill does, and it's not accurate at all. I mean, we are recognizing the need and that there's some things that need to be set in place to protect these children. We're simply saying the policy should be looking at all children and making sure all children are protected and safe, and that all children certainly have rights to privacy. And that's where the dispute really is, and we need to come up with a solution. So hopefully we can have more discussion on it, both sides of the aisle, and I would hope that there's even a change in the policy itself from the Department of Education.
Two very quick questions before we let you go, sir. Number one, do you plan to bring this forward before the end of public comment or after that's concluded?
No, I will have a bill certainly in hand so people can look at it, and we're going to keep the momentum going with that part of it so the discussion stays there. But we don't have that far to go yet before the Department of Education is final with their weigh-in period, so they're all coming together pretty quick here together. So I suspect that they'll have a chance to change it. If they don't want to change it, then the legislation, I'll make an attempt to run the legislation.
And finally, I know social conservatives give Governor Snyder kind of mixed reviews. He was not very warm at all towards religious liberty legislation. This is obviously something quite a bit different, but what's your read on how he would receive this?
I don't know. I haven't talked to him yet. I would hope that he would be receptive in at least in our approach, because we are not denying that this exists. We're not denying that we shouldn't be supportive of the children that are dealing with the gender issue. We're just simply saying the parameters by which the department's using are a little too broad, and we want to pull those in a little bit.
Sir, we thank you very much for your time today. We'll certainly be following the debate. We appreciate your time with us today.
Sounds good. Thanks, Greg.
Michigan Republican State Senator Tom Casperson represents his state's 38th Senate District in the state legislature. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.